And Joyce Russell still with me, Iowa Public Radio, our State House correspondent, as we shift around a little bit there at the State House Law Library. We want to shift gears, talk about something else that's happening at the State House now, CAFOs. I don't know if you're familiar with that acronym. Iowa has two types of animal feeding operations. These are regulated under the Department of Natural Resources, confinements and open feedlots. Now, CAFOs are the confinements. In the remaining time, I want to talk about new bills in the legislature having to do with these confinements. CAFOs, C-A-F-O, that stands for Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. And these are the operations you may spy from the highway or the interstate that are totally roofed. And Joyce, I want to turn to you again by starting us off to give us an overview of the controversy. What's the challenge now with CAFOs in the legislature in recent years?
Well, opponents would say that the solution to that is to have local control, but that doesn't seem to be in the offing here in the State House. And so there are a number of, I would say, not insignificant, but relatively minor bills this year that go get at CAFOs in one way or another.
Okay, so local bills having to do with, we're talking about water quality, air quality?
Well, water quality and air quality are concerns. I'm not sure that these bills directly address that. I guess one of our guests, when we get to them, can correct me.
Mm, okay, so let's get to our guests. And joining us for the remainder of the hour is Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, serving District 78. He's vice chair of the House Agriculture Committee, also a member of the Environmental Protection Committee from north of Kyoto. Representative Klein, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm no longer the vice chair of the Ag Committee. Okay. I was the last 2 years. Now I'm just an assistant leader.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We'll update that. Representative Dan Kelly joining us as well from the State House Law Library, serving a Democrat, serving District 29, a member of the House Agriculture Committee and Environmental Protection Committee. Welcome to you, Representative Kelly.
Thank you very much, Ben. It's a pleasure to be on the show today and talk about this important issue of clean water and what it means for Iowa.
Okay. Let me turn back to Representative Klein. Tell us, you've got two bills here. Tell us about the changes your bills would make to CAFO operation.
Well, there's two different bills. One of the bills deals with training requirements for commercial manure applicators, and this is a bill we've dealt with for the past couple years. It has left the House. But the bill simply does is it drops their retraining requirements from 3 hours to 2 hours and aligns them the same way all the other applicators that are certified in the state are. All the confinement applicators do a two-hour program. Commercial guys have to do a three. Everybody has the same rules, regulations to follow, so it's just a matter of lining those both up on the same training requirements and getting them the same programs. Again, everybody's got to follow the same rules, regulations, and laws so they can get the same training. Beyond that, I think it's important to note these are trainings that are done every year. So because of that, a lot of this is not new information. A lot of it's repeat for most of the folks there. So it's a way just to get this to be a little bit more efficient and to bring both programs together.
Just to make it a little simpler for those of us who don't aren't acquainted with farm operation, are your bills making less restrictions to CAFO operations? Is that the change, broadly speaking?
I would not classify it that way. I think what we're doing is tweaking the system and tweaking the laws to make it reflect more reality than some of what's out there today, and also recognizing how things have developed from what they were when they were originally put into law. And that would specifically be when we're talking about previous years. What we did was we moved those training programs into an online, we're still in the process, getting them online, and this would be ideas getting the commercial guys into the same aspect. And the idea behind getting it online was you get it available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you'll have more people wanting to do it, more people getting trained in this area, so you actually have more people doing a better job than they were before just because they have easier access.
Mm-hmm. Representative Kelly, you have a couple of bills here that concern CAFOs. What are yours about?
Yes, Ben, as we know, every Iowan has a vested interest in clean water. It's part of the infrastructure that simply cannot be replaced. We've had much discussion at the State House this session about infrastructure, generally talking about roads and bridges. Well, I think we need to take a serious hard look at that infrastructure that cannot be replaced, and our clean water is certainly part of it. Also, it was previously discussed whether or not these bills affect the air. They certainly do when we're talking about odor control and pollution and making the air comfortable to breathe and live in rural communities in Iowa. We have many family farmers who put good practice in practice every day, day to day, season to season, generation to generation. But we do have bad actors. There are bad actors not only in farming, but there are bad actors in every enterprise. And I think that what we need to do is focus on encouraging those good practices, putting new ones in place, also accountability and transparency. So I have a couple bills that address that.
Very briefly, Representative Kelly, just tell us what those bills would do.
Absolutely. HF 483. It deals with pollution control tax exemption. Currently, CAFOs do enjoy a tax exemption for being a pollution control area. Simply, these are storage areas for manure. And so I believe that that tax exemption is misplaced and should no longer be in place. Also, I do have a bill, HF 489, a companion bill, introduced by Senator Bolcom in the Senate, and it deals with several aspects of manure application. Basically, what we want to do with this bill is to strengthen manure application laws and ban spreading manure when it isn't safe. And also, it's time that we take all the technology available into consideration as to determining when manure can be applied.
And very briefly, Representative Kelly, what does the current law do as far as banning application of manure when it's not safe?
Well, we do have current laws that address that, and some of them are effective, but I think we need to tighten those restrictions. We have had a statewide conversation about clean water, and it's time that we put these ideas forward in terms of specifically, for instance, the bill would ban the spreading manure on frozen snow-covered ground, on water-saturated ground, when it's forecasted to rain on land with a 20% slope or more. So it just gets more specific and does tighten regulations.
Did you have a comment, Representative Klein?
Yeah, I just want to comment that it's already current law that you can't apply manure on frozen or snow-covered ground. So that's not a change. And everybody was kind of understanding on board with that. But this one does have some definite sticking points to it, especially when you're talking about limiting people's ability to do farm applications based on a weather forecast. We've all joked about how accurate some of the forecasters are, and I think this kind of leads to that.
Briefly, Representative Kelly.
Yes, it is easy to say that the weatherman is often wrong, but simple fact is that is the weatherman is a professional, and the highest levels of technology available predict the weather, and it's time that we make sure that farmers take the weather forecast into consideration when determining whether or not they can spread manure.
Representative Klein?
Well, I absolutely think that farmers take that weather forecast into consideration, not just for application of manure, but all practices. I mean, it's just they're always checking the weather. I think you can Everybody knows the farmers were great at complaining about things, especially the weather. If the markets aren't bad enough, we'll complain about the weather just because we're always watching it and we're always mindful of that, because in the end, the manure product that comes out of the building is a fertilizer. It's a natural fertilizer that has a significant financial dollar value to it, and there's nobody wanting to waste that any more than wanting to throw dollars out the window.
I don't think we're going to settle the issue
nope.
of manure application
well, of course
here.
Not.
However, and Representative Klein, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to hear you just summarize what your other bill would
yes.
do. It has to do with biosecurity.
It's got multiple moving pieces to it. Some of it's mostly in response to just getting tweaking the animal feeding agreement for inspecting all medium to large size operations, making some tweaks in there to make it better, and then a couple other ones. One piece deals with counties and their storage of documents. Currently, counties are required to store manure management, nutrient management plans in the county. Those documents are also duplicated and stored at a regional office and at the field and in Des Moines. So one portion of the bill would just go to allowing the counties, by a vote of the Board of Supervisors who are elected officials, to say they would opt out of storing those paper documents going forward. So that would be one piece of the bill. It's no requirements in my mind. It's just saying, hey, here we hear about all these unfunded mandates that are passed down. Here was one. Here's an option, no requirement, just an option. Another part deals with identification on commercial manure applicator equipment. Currently, name, address, and identification number are listed. They're on stickers that tend to come off during the fall when application's happening. So what we're doing is just go to their one simple number, which you can look up and find out who it is, get it more of a semi-permanent placement. The other two bigger parts, one deals with when the DNR is reviewing your plans and doing these inspections, what would be termed more of a paperwork error is dealt with the same way as somebody who is not following their plan, which would be non-compliance. So today you're non-compliant for forgetting to put your zip code or put the exact data down on the front page, even though all the data is in there. So just asking the DNR to come up with a different way of categorizing somebody that's non-compliant. Are you non-compliant because of a paperwork error, or are you generally non-compliant because you're not following your plan, you're not amending it, you're not doing something true to that plan? So that would be the other part. And the last part is biosecurity. Where we're at was we got an amendment coming down, worked with the Democrats to come up with an amendment. It'll basically have the DNR officers will have a simple checklist they'll go through with the producer, just making sure, hey, do I need to wear plastic boots? Will you provide them? Do I need to wear dust mask and respiratory protection? Will you provide it? Some just very basic biosecurity things to make sure the herds are protected out there.
Anything you have to say about any of that, Representative Kelly?
Yes, I do oppose this bill because I believe it provides some outs for bad actors. Representative Klein discussed the specifics of the bill. There are many opportunities there for a bad actor to get out of an inspection, to refuse an inspector. That's why I oppose this bill. Also, it goes right to the heart of open government. The manure management records are currently in county offices. The only argument I've heard for getting rid of those records is that they're just simply taking up space in the courthouses. Well, I've offered an amendment that would allow recorders to get rid of those records if they digitize them and make them available online. We need to put good practice in place, okay, provide accountability for bad actors, and transparency of government.
Representative Dan Kelly, thank you very much. Democrat Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, thank you for discussing these issues about CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. Also, thanks to Joyce Russell. We've come to the end of the hour very quickly. I have to say thanks to Tony Daner in Cedar Falls. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Clary Roth, and Lindsay Moon. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.